Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, The Honor of God. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
I know I wasn't just a couple of years out of Rhema. And I was going in home to Mississippi for Christmas. And in a time of prayer, the Lord brought to my mind a high school teacher I had back home. And this man, a black man, and during times of the desegregation and everything else, he was put in uncomfortable positions in school where I was at. And he handled himself admirably. And he was a friend to me. There were times we'd be off on school-related things and he'd pull money out of his pocket and give it to me because I didn't have it. And he taught me about public speaking. And but the Lord dealt with me. He said, I don't mean I heard a voice, but inside me, when you go back home, you look him up. You find him and you go visit him and you go honor him. And, you know, if you try, I had to make several calls and I found somebody that knew somebody that thought they knew him. And I finally got a hold of him. And he's retired on a little farm, has some cows. And I said, well, could I come by and see you? He remembered me. He said, please, please do. Come see me. So I came and saw him. And I sat down with him. We sat down on his porch and talked about his Hereford cows. And we talked about the weather and we talked about what had been going on. We talked about what we did when I was in high school. And then I took some time. I didn't just run in there and say hi, bye. I sat down and took some time. Amen. And after an hour and a half or something like that, he brought some coffee out to drink or something. And towards the time that I was getting ready to go, the Lord had dealt with me. I had a watch on. It looked kind of like this watch, but it wasn't nearly this watch. It was probably a $300 watch. It was the best watch I'd ever had. And the Lord dealt with me, take that off your arm and put it on his arm and thank him for his input into your life and bless him and honor him. And so I did. I began to thank him for his input into my life and him being a good Christian man. He led the class in prayer every day. He didn't care what anybody said. And godly man and quote scriptures and high school teacher. And told me that I could speak. And he didn't know I was going to be in the ministry, but believed in me and encouraged me. I stood up and I took my watch off and I said, Mister, I called his name. I said, would you receive this from me? And he said, well, no, you keep your watch. I said, please receive it. And finally, I convinced him. I put it on his wrist and I fastened it and I looked him in the eye and I said, thank you, sir, for blessing me. And I honor your life and your ministry that you had to us as kids. And I prayed for him and I blessed him and I thanked him. Amen. And I'm so glad I did. The Holy Ghost fell on us, standing in his living room. Is God interested in these kind of things?
Yes.
Yeah. He is. And it would have been all the better if it would have been a $50,000 watch. Yeah. That's not what I had. But the heart was the same as if it had been. I've been over in the foreign field before and have good healing results and things. I've had people come up to me in poverty-stricken places and bring me little beads and bring me a little piece of silver or bring me something. And I tell you, make you cry because they're wanting to honor you. They're wanting to bless you. They're so thankful that God, they're not trying to pay you. That'd be wrong. But they're wanting to honor you. And that little piece of silver or those little beads sometimes would mean more coming from them than huge amounts of money from somebody else. Amen. Their heart's there. They're showing value. Do you understand this?
Yes.
Do you believe this?
Yes.
Are you there in 2 Samuel? Do you see what I mean about how these things are precious? They're not to be trifled about and made fun of. They're holy. 2 Samuel and the 23rd chapter. This is such a beautiful picture of honoring through giving, and of the whole concept of honor. Do you remember that David was called a man after God's own heart?
Yes.
Right? And I think if you study his life, you'll see that a big part of that comes out in him understanding the honor of God. In that, he understood something of the person of God and the character of God. David, the Bible said in verse 14, 2 Samuel 23:14, David was in a hold, and the garrison of the Philistines was in Bethlehem. And David longed, this is 2 Samuel 23:15. David longed and he said, "Oh, that somebody would give me a drink of the water of the well of Bethlehem, which is by the gate." And the three mighty men, three of his, if you back up in verse 8 and 9, you'll see their names. And they were three of his bravest and most faithful and mightiest men. They overheard him say that he would like to have a drink of water from the well, which is behind enemy lines, well fortified. And I don't think David, he wasn't given an order. He was just thinking out loud, thinking, I'd like to have a good sip of water out of that well over there. And some of his guys heard it. And one of them looked at the other and said, "Did you hear the king?" He said, "I heard that." He would like to have some Bethlehem well water. And the third one said, "Well, he should have some then." One looked at the other and said, "You thinking what I'm thinking? Yeah. Let's get the king some well water." And these three men put their life in their hands, broke through enemy lines, got to that well. I mean, you can just see them. Two of them's fighting while one of them's drawing. They got them a jug of that well water. Now they got to fight their way back through. Just three men. But not just men. Men of God. Men of honor. Men of might. Now let me just stop right here. Most people today would say that's ignorant. That's foolish. Risk your life over a little jar of water. These people don't understand honor, do they? They didn't understand what this man, David, meant to these men. He's led them. He took them when nobody else wanted them. You read the beginning of the story, and they were rejects. They were owed money, and they were scared, and they were running. And these are the kind of people that came to David, and he told them they were somebody. He told them they were something. He believed in them. He led them. He loved them. He fought with them. He stood with them. They loved this man. They believed in this man. They trusted this man. And his, not even his command, his desire was like a command to them. Do you see this? They broke through. They fought their way by the grace of God back through the line. They're bloody. They're scraped up. They're sweating. And they come up to the king and they say, "Oh, King David," he turns around, "we overheard that you would like some water from the well of Bethlehem." He said, "Yeah, that'd be great." They said, "Here, O king." And they handed him a jug with water from the well. He looked at them. "Is this from the well? Over there? Behind the Philistines' line?" "Yes, sir. Enjoy." And what happens next, if you don't understand honor, you sure won't understand this. Keep reading. "The three mighty men broke through the host of the Philistines, and they drew water out of the well of Bethlehem that was by the gate, and they took it and they brought it to David. Nevertheless, he what? He would not drink it. But he poured it out." Now here's where people that don't understand honor start screaming and go, "You got to be kidding me. They went to all this trouble and he pours it out on the ground? What a waste." People that don't understand honor, they use that word all the time. Waste. It's such a waste. What a waste. What did he say? He said, "Be it far from me, O Lord, that I should do this. Is not this the blood of the men that went in jeopardy of their lives?" And he would not drink it. Why? Oh, friends, do you understand this? Does this touch your heart like it does mine? Does it minister to you? They gave him this water and he held it up and he said, "You men went and got this for me? this is from the well? One of them smiled through the blood and the mud, and he said, yeah, it's straight out of the well. Got it myself. David said, this is too precious for me to drink. Do you understand this? He said, this is too valuable. I can't drink this. This is too precious. This is so valuable, I'm going to give this to the Lord. It's too precious. And he lifted it up, and I'm sure they probably bowed their heads and their knees, and he poured it out before the Lord, said, Lord, I'm giving this to you. This is honor, and this is God. Do you understand these things? Does it touch your heart?
Yeah.
Friends, the more we grow in this, the more of God is going to be manifested in this place and in our operations. The more we don't just go through the motions of things, but we stand up and we have this in our heart. And when we praise God like He is worthy. And when we give like it's holy. Amen. And when we say and do things, we do it from a depth that this world generation does not know nor understand. But we do, for He's in us and He's with us. And His blood is so precious, and His body is so precious, and His word is so precious, and His spirit is so precious. And when we all come together, and I'm asking you to do it, I want you to come into this place, and I want you to bring honor.
Amen.
Amen. And we will show greater respect, and you watch it. You honor Him. What did He say? I will honor you. He'll come in here in His presence, in His magnificence, in His glory. He'll heal people. He'll deliver people. He'll bless us. That's honoring us. Can you say amen?
Amen.
Stand up on your feet if you would. Just lift your hands and thank God that He is holy. Oh Lord, You're so holy. You're so holy. You're so precious. You're so valuable. Lord, we love You. We magnify You. We glorify Your name. Say it out loud, Lord God, there is none holy as You, none so precious, none so valuable to me than You and all Yours. Teach me the fullness of the honor of God, how to honor You, Your people, all that pertains to You, and thank You for in turn honoring us with Your goodness, Your presence, Your deliverance, and all Your blessings in Jesus' name.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, The Honor of God, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.